to Get With The Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And this is a special Programmatron episode for you general listeners, a Programmatron preview of
teaser,
this episode. A teaser, a little taste.
A teaser.
A little bump. But this is exclusively for our Programmatrons, our Patreon supporters, those who support the show financially for just six little dollars a month. You guys get exclusive content like this. You get a free workout a week, and we get a Programmatron weekly, a free full month of programming. And that's just a start. We got so much more we want to do, but just, you know, times are crazy. But this is one of those episodes where we are, Bill, 2 weeks from the start of the 2021 Open.
Well, and I tell you, this is, like, if you're not a Programmatron right now, everybody wants to sit there and try to predict what the workouts are going to be and think about what kind of things could they come up with. And that's all programming stuff, which is where we lay, my friend. That is what we do. Here we are after looking at all of the opens. Mm-hmm. We just looked at, we finished them.
Yeah.
We got all the opens done. We know we have analyzed everything. We looked at the games. We've looked at everything. We do our own programming. And then we are going to, as I rub my hands together here, design this year is what we think this year's would be. So if you are not one of our Programmatrons yet and you think you want to come in and see what at least our brains are going to put together for the Open, you best get yourself into the Programmatron or Programmatron world, because you don't have very much time left, dude.
Not just that.
You do not have very much time.
Listen, we got 30 years of programming experience between the two of us.
Just in myself.
Yeah, just in my body. But if you think CrossFit exclusively, just CrossFit, it's 30 years. 30 years of this, guys. This is, look, I'm just saying, this is.
I mean, we might actually hit the nail on the head. I mean, I'll tell you what. If the ones that I made aren't it, they're going to end up in my programming somewhere, because I think these are.
Yeah.
I think these are awesome.
I'm excited to see what you got. So what me and Bill did is that Bill did his own 3 week open, and I'm going to have my own 3 week open, and we'll just see what we get, where we come to, see how close we get in 2 weeks. But I'm really excited for the open. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
And if you guys need to go sign up, like all the things that people whined and complained about everything that happened almost a year ago, now's the time to fix
it. It's gone. That stuff's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And it's like, oh, they're, you know, the Greg stuff and all this other stuff. It's like, this isn't, you know, it's a new regime. It's the Rosa regime.
That's right.
Let's get behind him. This guy's working his ass off to save this community. He freaking bought CrossFit for you guys. The least you could do is sign up for the freaking Open. It's 3 weeks.
It's only 3 weeks.
It's only 3 weeks. So let's do this. I'm excited. I'm signed up. I'm ready to go. We're getting our gym signed up. We got our two teams, our squads. We're going to go AM and PM. So the early birds versus the night owls. Going to have some fun.
I dig it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we get into this, I have a story that just happened when I walked into the gym this morning.
Give it.
Would you like to hear it? This was
what we do.
I'm going to try to get through this without actually like getting emotional, but I mean,
oh,
it's
God.
Me.
Here we
so.
Go. Chase is going to start crying, but get ready.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but all right. So the events that just unfolded all this morning. Okay. So this morning started off with, I was training a client downtown and we've been working together. The guy's like 75. He's awesome. Just a great dude and just loves to get his butt kicked, and we bullshit and we shit on each other all the time. And, you know, it's like, we have a good, really good relationship and rapport. And like, he's a very, very successful, businessman here. And so it's really neat to, you know, pick his brain and how he works. And he's always kind of looking out for me and my business. And this morning, honestly, I was very vulnerable. And I was like, listen, I'm having a hard time sticking with this. Like, it's been a hard year. And you know, as an affiliate owner, it's been a really tough year with the, like we said, I think last episode, the pandemic is one thing, but what Greg did was another thing. Like that was a 1-2 punch that no other business, small business has gotten, right? they all got the pandemic punch, and we got a near catastrophe internal sabotage punch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just having a hard time, because the reason why I got into this is like, I'm a man of servitude is a way to kind of describe it. It's like, I live to serve. That's a big part of me. That is something that makes me feel fulfilled, is giving, whether that's time, energy, money, whatever it is like helping others, enriching others' lives in ways outside of just like coaching. Cause like, you know, as well as I do, it's like, it isn't about the coaching.
Right.
Right. It's not even about the gym per se. It's like, I can't tell you how many people will confide in me before like loved ones. Like you got your coaching hat, you got your psychiatrist hat.
We're the bartenders of the gym world for
sure. Hey, that is okay. You know? Thank you. I was having trouble figuring out a good analogy there, which is rare because I likened the open to corn dogs last episode. So that's how far I reached for that one. Anyways, so we're talking. And so this morning I was just having a moment of vulnerability. It's like, listen, I'm having a hard time sticking with this because, you know, financially I'm not really doing anything for myself. I'm doing everything to keep the doors open and keep my coaches taken care of and the members that we still have somewhere to go. And I was just having a hard time. I was like, my why is waning a little bit. It's just been a hard year. I think everybody has those moments. And so I come in this morning and this guy, I walk in and this guy, this new guy was joining the gym. He's like, hey, listen, I'm like 20, I'm almost 300 pounds, you know, but I'm looking to, you know, get in shape, like turn my life around. I was like, dude, come on in. You know, my coach in the morning is going to take care of you. But I showed up early because I wanted to meet him. And as soon as I walk in the door, he goes, that's him. It's like, not an unfamiliar thing for people to say, right? Like, we have very forward facings in the community, but someone would only say that if they're in the CrossFit community, not someone who's never done CrossFit before. And I was like, yeah. What did I do?
I did not hit your car.
Yeah.
That was not my shopping cart.
I didn't do that. Yeah. I put my shopping cart away, sir. And he goes, that's the motivator guy. I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you're the guy. He's like, you're the guy that yelled at me when I was running. I was like, what? And all of a sudden, I remember I'm in the gym by myself. This was months ago, I think. Months ago, in the middle of the day, and I see this overweight kid running by himself, like around our warehouse complex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look at this guy. You know, and he was just working as hard as he could. And I was like, and I ran to the back door to see if I could catch him. And I just yelled at him. I was like, bro, keep going. Like, I just wanted to throw him some motivation. I was like, yeah. You're fucking killing it, bro. Keep going. And it was that guy.
Rad.
And he walks in and he shows it. He goes, you're the motivator guy. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. He's like, dude, I'm out there running by myself, trying to turn my life around. And in that moment, I wanted to quit. And you came out and yelled at me to keep going. And that's why I'm here. And I just happened to walk in and tell me that. See, now I'm getting all emotional, but
that's rad.
That
yeah, see, shit like that is good.
But like coming, how weird that is. Like me having a problem with my why this morning, and then I walk in to the dude that took the smallest random gesture and is like, you're the reason why I came in here to like turn my life around. I was like, fuck, I can't tell you how weird timing
well that yeah
that is.
But that was exactly because that's exactly what you needed, you know what I mean?
I'm getting
you totally
it.
Needed that like right then.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I'm man. That's the way it's supposed to be, you
and
know?
I was like, you bro,
that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I was like, I'm glad. And that, and then the one thing is like, it's so funny that my motivation story for you just like you have no idea how much I needed that, dude.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was in a dark place this morning, and then like when I try to explain to people why I do this, like that whole scenario that just unfolded this morning is it.
There you go.
You know? And so it was really
that's super cool, man. That's rad.
Yeah, I needed that. It was really cool. The other moral of the story is, and this is sometimes the part that scares me, is that you have no idea the massive impact you have on people with the smallest things. All I did was yell at this guy to not, like, to just not quit. Because I was fucking proud of him. I had a complete stranger. I just saw this young fat dude outside just trying to change his life. And I was like, dude, you keep going. I don't know how hard that is, but to do it by yourself and what you're doing in the middle of the day, just going for a run, keep going. And that's all I wanted to do, just pop out and just say, you're the man.
Nah, that's cool, though. But so that's, I think that's what makes. That's
I got
makes,
through it. I got through
think
it.
About it, dude, like all the good coaches, all the good teachers, mm-hmm. all the good leaders you've had, they just do, they aren't trying to do.
Yeah.
They just do what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they have no idea and they don't plan on any of that stuff. If it hits, it hits.
Right.
If it works, it works. But they're just doing what they do. And that's just you, man. You see someone doing their thing, you're like, woo.
I was like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, get it. And then that's it.
Yeah.
That's just you being you. How it's picked up or how it's taken by whoever else. I mean, that's how it lines up for them.
But the stars aligning. He's like, I was about to quit. Right. He was going to give up. And then I gave him that little, just keep going, bro. Right. When he needed it. Whereas this morning, you know, I had this vulnerability of wanting to quit. And then he returned the favor. And yet now we're meeting in the one place of where my why resides to begin with, man. That is some weird universal
in weird ways,
man. And so like the positive thing is like, I have a couple stories of just the smallest gestures that meant honestly weren't like, I'm going to do this guy a solid or this girl a solid. Like I'm going to really try to like change this person's life. Like it wasn't that. I was like, dude, you go, bro. Yeah. That's all it was. And I have a couple stories of like that where and some heavy stories, you know, and my fear is, God, I hope I've never done the opposite of that. You know, the one time I was having a day and
dude,
someone
the
came in and I was just
this.
Short with them. And it like completely like these. That's a super positive story that just happened. And this is what I meant. Like, you have no idea how the littlest things have massive impacts to other people. Like things that never registered that like changed someone's life. I'm terrified that I've done that the other way. You know?
I don't think it's understandable, and that fear
it's
is
like
what
a fear.
Should kind of guide you through, you know what I mean, to do the best you can. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that guaranteed it did happen, and here's why I say that. Not that you were intending it to do something to someone. But just like you weren't meaning anything by this, you go, bro. You weren't really meaning a whole lot for that. I mean, it was just a super fast little whatever. Mm-hmm. The other will be taken the other way. And that's what's hard is that you never, the receptors that people have when they're out there, you don't know where they're sitting. They aren't lining up like, here are the people that need positive comments. Here are the people that are like on the verge of a good day or a bad day. And then you sit there and start blasting like comments at them.
Right.
And they get to randomly pick whatever. I mean, you're never going to know. In fact, you could have that entire situation could have been backwards where you're like, yeah, bro, keep running. You got it. Where he turns around. And it's like, hey, screw you.
I'm
trying to do my thing here, man. Right. Like, don't mock me. You know what I mean? Like,
it
all depends if the receptors are set up the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do you the best you can, you put that out to the world, there will be people that will pick it up and think that it's amazing.
Yeah.
There will be people that will be like, hey, man, what the hell was that comment? You'd be like, what? I don't even.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
To your point on that.
Yeah.
The to stay from the fear, like you can't worry about if you're affecting someone wrong. It's just a matter of just doing the best that you can do for the people that are out there and around.
Yeah.
And if you are putting your positive out there, man, what kind of podcast did we just turn into just now?
I don't know. This is supposed to be about programming, but
also we're talking about, like,
hey man, this
is the universal powers, yeah, and the energies and the.
I just wanted to share a real life story that just happened. That was
that's good though. That's super cool, man.
Yeah, dude, it just
that right
weird.
There. That is what we. I don't know why there are members that think. I mean, I understand that the memberships of CrossFit places are not cheap.
Yeah,
I get it. But for anyone to think that CrossFit gym owners are just like rolling in the dough, like we've never, the majority, I don't say everybody, can't always say everybody, but like the majority of us don't do it because we're trying to get rich out of it. We do it because this is what we love to see.
It's like a calling.
The light bulb go off. It's the classic teacher intrinsic benefit is better than the money. The financial benefit. We want the financial benefit so we can stay open and we can have our, you know, our do our thing too. But that's not what drives it. It's the turning on the light bulb for that person, making that, seeing that smile, seeing them get excited when they hit that either the scale on the weight that they're wanting to hit or the lift that they're going overhead or the way they look when they say they went to their class reunion and they felt, you know, like they look better. They didn't. I mean, all like those are intrinsic benefits and those are why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Because it makes us feel good to make people feel good.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's cool.
Crazy turn of events that I really did need to start the day. So yeah, that's for the little story, man. That's crazy. Really crazy.
Yeah.
Really crazy. All right. So here's what we're here for. We are here to give our, not predictions, but just maybe what we would do that could, I guess you could call it predictions. we think.
We're designing the open.
We're designing a 3-week open. That's what we're going to do. So Bill's going to, I would like you to go first.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
I would like you to go first because, I said before, I was like, oh, I put a piece of equipment in here that is not that is not in there. So
I'll admit I had to keep looking back. Yeah. I had to keep looking back at the list because I'd start going and this is the problem with design. Like I will say this whole setup was not easy to do. And the reason I say that is because you know, we've said so many times that when we program, it's like designing a piece of art. It's design. It's a sculpture. Mm-hmm. It's a, I mean, just for example, we talked about the 2020 open. And I said that there were four sculptures. And then that last workout where you could kind of design it, do it however you want. That was the ball of clay. It wasn't a workout. It wasn't an event. It was incomplete. That's how I felt about that. So when I'm putting these things together, like I can't, it's very difficult for me to do this art and this creativity and not care about it.
Right.
And that was like, I was like, oh, just I'll write some stuff down and kind of come up whatever. And then, dude, that turned into like a 2-hour ordeal hashing and rehashing. And I'm rolling numbers in my brain. And how's this going to look? And where is this going to go? And, you know, what do I see the, you know, and again, trying to do with the open is the 2-prong.
Right.
You know, you got your, I want my elites. I want to have that end up on that one side. I want to have the general population be able to play and you're shooting that direction. Like it was very fun. Like I like the program. To me, it's not a drudgery to do it, but it's like, I was cracking up it. I'm like, shit, man, like stop making this such a big deal.
Right. Here,
there's just 3 workouts that are going nowhere. Yeah. You know,
these
what I
mean absolutely nothing. But we're I feel the same way. I was treating it. I honestly, God, yeah, I feel the same way as like I was treating this as if I was programming the actual open.
Well, that I mean, like you kind of get into
the
it
world
that way.
Of CrossFit was weighing on my shoulders. Right. Like, no, that's not good enough, Chase. Stupid workout. Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
That's really good. Okay. All right. So here's how this is going to go. you're going to go first, I'll go second, and then we'll just kind of like hodgepodge and like sure. like we have before. Oh, one more special announcement. I have that, you know, the hint of the mega episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Mega episode, CrossFit, favorite CrossFit Games event of all time, bracket style elimination round. Okay. Here's what I got. I have an official, this is going to happen. We are going to have a official bracket where people can register and pick on their own.
Oh, yeah.
And submit to go along with our episode. So just like you would the, what is it? March Madness.
March Madness.
We are going to release.
It will be March Madness.
It will, yeah. By the time we do this, it will be in March. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I wonder if we should call it March Madness.
Add that to the title. Heck yeah.
There we go. Okay, so you are, there's a new, this kind of happened, I think, before the games last year. It's a company called Fantasy Fitnessing.
Mm, yeah. Right?
And I reached out to them because they reached out to us for the CrossFit Games. It's like, hey, will you pick who you think your top five will be at the end? It's like, okay, it was really fun. And Fantasy Fitnessing basically took an idea that I've been doing for years and just made it more official. And it's still for fun. It's not for money. You just create a login and then you fill out a bracket. But I reached out to them. I was like, hey, I have this idea. And what they're going to do is they're going to build us a bracket that you can play along with us. So once we release the bracket, which I'm hoping will be next week, I'm gonna force you, Sean, and Tommy to give me your picks by tomorrow.
Oh, I got it. I'll be able to with you.
And I'm going to submit that. We'll upload it by next week where you guys can go to I think it's fantasyfitnessing.com, but their Instagram is just fantasyfitnessing. So go check them out, and they have something in store for the open already as well. So they have this just more official, fun fantasy challenge that you guys can sign up for. So they are going to be on board. So now you guys can submit a bracket to play along with us, and once we finish, there will be one winner who picked it all the best they could. Right? Not maybe all right. That's impossible, but.
Right? You mean, but they're picking it like they're matching up what we end up picking, or what do they?
Yeah, so they're gonna do their own pick, their own winner. Okay. Who makes the second round, third round, semis, and finals, and then the one winner, just like a March Madness bracket.
Yeah.
And then when we go live, they're just gonna see if their bracket holds up to what we end up picking towards the end.
That's gonna be rad.
And so we have an official bracket that you guys can submit. Right? And then the winner is going to get a special package from Bubs Naturals.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. We're talking like an executive prize pack.
Woo!
Just for signing up for free.
That's cool.
For free. This doesn't cost any money to do.
Yeah.
So Fantasy Fitnessing is on board. Go check out their website. Go check out their Instagram. It's Instagram is Fantasy Fitnessing. The bracket should be up next week. Submit it. And then you guys can now you got some skin in the game, right?
Yeah.
So when we tie.
That'll be cool.
When we tie, you better hope we pick. you better get your votes in. You better get your votes in to try to break that tie in your favor. Text all your friends. He's like, you guys need to go to Bubs Naturals Instagram right now and select push-pull or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what we're gonna do. Could you imagine if we tied
on
the final? I guarantee you that's gonna happen. What if we tied?
I don't know. I don't know, dude. I don't know if it will. I don't know.
Probably not. But that would be madness, wouldn't it?
I mean, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. That'd be March Madness for our mega episode. All right. Okay. So we are about to get into our open picks. That is going to happen. Bill, you'll go first. I will go second. If again, this is exclusive for our Programmatron, so I do have our special music.
Oh yeah, which means you regular people.
Which you guys, if you want to hear the rest of it,
if you want to be on the Cool Kids Club, come and join us.
If you want to hear Bill's open and you want to hear my open, you got to go to patreon.com/getwiththeprogramming and just get get some good inside information. Yeah, get with the programming. All right, so for those of you guys that were listening to us, thank you so much. Stay tuned for a mega episode. Details coming out. Go to Fantasy Fitnessing on Instagram. Once we release that bracket, join the fun, join the party, and join Patreon so you can get the rest of this episode. Programmatrons, we'll be right with you.